Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Restore Australia Radio Show with your host, Mike Holt. Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, no matter where you are in the world, if you're listening in to the Restore Australia Radio Show, welcome aboard. I've got some momentous news today. I have announced that I'm going to run for the Senate elections next year. I'll be running as an independent because, as you know, we don't we have this political party system here, the two-party system, and it is just a complete and utter mess. And as a independent senator, I hope to be able to achieve a few things. And the first and foremost thing that I will try to change is Section 128 of our Constitution to bring in citizens-initiated referendums. What does that mean exactly? Well, basically, it means that if we can change the Constitution so that all voters have the right to initiate referendums, that is, start a referendum, we can all have a say in how we are governed. And we would do this by amending our Constitution. Now, I know quite a few Aussies have said, well, you know, the Constitution's not broken. Why would you want to fix it? Well, I'm sorry to differ. It is broken. It's not working for us. We are not represented by true representatives of the people. In fact, we are dictated to by the political parties, and that is our problem. So as a senator, I will be able to submit bills to Parliament, and I will also be able to block bills put in by both the left and the right sides of the political parties if I feel that they are not good for Australia. And believe me, they bring in a lot of laws that are not good for Australia or for Australians. They are acting on behalf of the United Nations. They are acting on behalf of the United States of American government. I don't blame the American people for this, but your government is a travesty, it is a disgrace, and it needs to be put right. Get that man out of the, Muslim out of the White House. He is a traitor to your country. He has openly admitted that he is a Muslim. So, please, America, get rid of him. He does not represent you people, just as our government here in Australia does not represent we the people. If you live in Queensland, vote for me at the next election. I will be standing as an independent senator. You can go to my website, RestoreAustralia.org.au. I will have a new one soon. And when you go to RestoreAustralia.org.au, under Get Involved on the main menu, you'll see there, Help Elect Mike to the Senate. You can donate towards my campaign, and believe me, I need your donations because it's not going to be cheap. My plan is to travel around Queensland to public forums, public meetings, where you will be able to come along and meet me, look me in the eye, and discuss your concerns about our government and the future of our nation. I want to hear from you. The only way I can do that is to travel to your towns and meet you. So now I'm looking for a campaign manager. I've already had one application from a very highly qualified person. I'm very pleased to see that. But obviously, I would like to have some comparisons and choose the person I believe will do the best job. I also need support network. I need people in towns and cities across Queensland who are willing to help me get elected. And this can consist of many different things. You can talk to people about my ideas and policies. Many of you already know what I stand for. I stand for freedom, I stand for the people, I stand for representing the people, and if I am elected, I will be directly accountable to the people. As an independent, I will answer to you, not to a political party. So please go onto our website. I'll give you the website address again. It's restoreaustralia.org.au/elect-Mike-to-the-Senate. Elect Mike to the Senate. If you go onto the site and you can't find it, just go up to the search bar at the top right and enter that, elect Mike to the Senate, and you'll find the page. All campaign donations are going through PayPal, and they are tagged with a special ID so that I know what is a donation, and I will be setting up a new PayPal account just to take donations. Right now it's going to our Restore Australia page, but I'll be changing that over the next day or so. I'll also be setting up a new website and a new Facebook page, so you will be able to find me and you will be able to support me through the page. Today is Flag Day, Australian Flag Day. Very proud to be an Australian. I got my flag from my local representative the other day, Mal Brough. Not too happy with Mal Brough, but then again, I'm not too happy with any party politician. However, any of your representatives, federal, will give you a flag. And if you go to ask them for a flag and they say, we haven't got one, ask them to get you one, because they are by law required to give you a flag if you ask for one. Get yourself a flagpole from Bunnings and hoist that flag high. Let's show Australia and the world that we are proud Australians. Let's fly our flag, especially today on Flag Day. I have friends all around the world, thanks to the work that I do on Facebook and fighting against the Islamization of our country and trying to change our government system. One of my friends lives in Iceland, and I have been in touch with him since the 1990s. His name is Geir Hardason, and my greetings to you, Geir, if you're listening. He and I worked at Magic Software Thailand for a time, and we worked very well together. We were good mates, and we supported each other at work and outside of work. Now, Geir returned to Iceland just before I came home to Australia, so we've settled down into our respective countries. And like me, he is horrified by the impending invasion of his country, and his government is now considering importing Islamic refugees from Syria. Yeah, I know that Syria is a war zone, and it's probably very dangerous for any Syrian to be there, but it is their country. Why don't they stay there and fight to make it free? Why are we forced to take these people in? And it's become a deluge in Europe these days. It's just outrageous. And our governments continue to import these people. They are diametrically opposed to everything that we stand for. And why are they fleeing Syria? Because they have caused the problems just by belonging to Islam. They are causing all of these problems. We don't want to import them into our countries. And if I am elected as a senator, one of the things that I will do is bring in an act or submit an act to ban the Quran, to declare it a terrorist training manual, so that if you are caught with a Quran in Australia, you will be arrested and you will be jailed for being a traitor to Australia. There are many things that I could do as a senator. That's one of them. I believe that the banking system needs a great overhaul. Banks are making billions and billions of dollars, and yet we saw on TV the other night where the CEO of the ANZ Bank had to go out and apologise to Charlie out west for the bank taking Charlie's farm and just treating him like dirt. And this is what is happening. Bank CEOs don't really give a damn, except the one for ANZ, and he was forced to because he was shamed on national TV. Why do we have to do that? why aren't these people accountable to their customers? Sure, I know they have investors that they have to answer to too. But if you are not looking after your customers, you won't have investors to look after because you will go out of business. And that is what is happening with these banks. The Bendigo Bank shut down the bank account of a group of patriots down there fighting against a mosque simply because the bank did not agree with the work that the patriots were doing. Is that right? Is that the job of a bank? The Heritage Bank shut down the Restore Australia bank account because they didn't agree with what we are doing to fight Islam. Well, I'm sorry, but if your bank shuts down the bank accounts of patriots and sides with Islam, you are traitors to Australia. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You are traitors. Wake up, because we are listening, we are watching, and we will not accept your traitorous ideas and traitorous actions. Now, here's a song that's pretty appropriate for this. Didn't start the fire, but by God, we will put it out. That's what I hope to do if you will elect me to the Senate. This is by Billy Joel.
We did start the fire. It was all we burned. It took the world.
Now, occasionally the Catholic Church gets it right. An Aussie digger enters a Catholic church and confessional booth, and he tells the priest, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Last night I beat the crap out of a flag burner and an Antifa supporter." Antifa is a socialist group. And the priest says, "My son, I'm here to forgive your sins, not to discuss your community service." Which brings me to Antifa. Now, there's a new page up called Dandy Antifa. You'll see it on our Facebook page on Restore Australia. I've put a link there to it. Who are they? Well, Antifa is a socialist communist group. You might as well say communist, because the socialists are just soft commies. They are against everything. They are opposed to democracy. They are opposed to freedom. Think that people who stand up for Australia and carry the Australian flag are fascists? Hello? I thought communists and socialists were actually fascists. They think that we are racists, but they don't understand the meaning of race. Race is somebody who hates another person because of the color of their skin or their ethnicity. Yet, when they accuse us of being racist, they're talking about Islam. Well, Islam is not a race. Islam is an ideology. The Muslims call it a religion, but of course we all know it's not. It's an ideology, and a very nasty one at that, dedicated to death. So the left-wing socialist scum targeting patriots' pages wherever they can. They're gathering all their ilk to attack our pages and report them, but we do the same thing. So go on to Restore Australia Facebook page and find the Dandy Antifa community link. Go to their page and report it. Not only the page itself, but report individual posts on there that are insulting or abusive or dangerous to Australia. If you report a post, you have a much better chance of getting the whole page taken down. But let's do it all. Report the page, report the posts. Let's get rid of these idiots. We've also got on the Restore Australia page a picture of Australia's 23 convicted terrorists. And somebody asked, how many are non-Muslims? You only have to look at the names on there. They're all Islamic names. I would guess they're all Muslims. In the UK, there are things happening over there that are just absolutely disgusting. This is the state of the police in the UK today. Instead of protecting the UK public, they are siding with the Muslim scum in Rotherham and even complicit in the thousands of rapes and other crimes against innocent British underage girls. David Crompton, the Chief of the Yorkshire Police, has tried to stop Britain First from demonstrating and marching in Rotherham. He's put out a public notice Monday before the march is due to start, changing the march route, etc. Of course, it's impossible for Britain First to change it. I hope Britain First just gives him the middle finger and tells him to get stuffed, because they have a patriotic and a legal right to march in the streets of their country. It is their country. It does not belong to Islam. This is what this idiot David Crompton wrote. I, David Crompton, Chief Constable of the South Yorkshire Police, having regard to the time or place at which and the circumstances in which that a public assembly is intended to be held in on Saturday, 5th September 2015, by supporters of the Britain First group, including non-affiliated groups and individuals, reasonably believe such assembly may result in, well, it's not reasonable, but anyway, serious public disorder, serious damage to property, or serious disruption to the life of the community. I guess your daughter getting raped by an Islamic idiot and scumbag is not a description of the life of the community, eh? David Crompton Chief Constable of the South Yorkshire Police continues, "I have made this decision, having considered the history of previous national events involving the Britain First Group, counter-demonstrators, including non-affiliated groups and individuals. A number of these events have led to serious public disorder and serious damage to property. I have also considered on a more general basis that any event involving a march involving several hundreds of people in and around the town centre of Rotherham is likely to cause serious disruption to the life of the community and users of the Rotherham town centre." David Crompton, the Chief Constable of South Yorkshire Police, continues, "I direct that the following conditions will be imposed as necessary to prevent such disorder, damage and disruption. The place, assembly area, Central Road, Rotherham, and other under direction of the police bronze commander. Maximum duration, 3 hours from time of arrival, approximately 11 a.m. to no later than 2 p.m. Maximum number of persons, 500. David Crompton, the Chief Constable of South Yorkshire Police, continues, "A person who organises or takes part in a public assembly and knowingly fails to comply with a condition imposed by Section 14 of the Public Order Act 1986 is guilty of an offence for which they may be arrested." Well, I say, Chief Constable David Crompton, you scumbag, go ahead and arrest. Put them all in jail. Let's see how you handle that, you piece of crap. He's forgetting that he lives and he serves Great Britain. He is there to protect the people of Rotherham. He is there to protect the Britain First marches. And if he is not capable of doing that, he should step down. He is a disgrace to the police uniform. Now, he talks about how there may be damage to property, etc. That is the job of the police, to protect against damage. And who is doing the damage? Certainly not Britain First. They go marching in there peacefully and then they are attacked by the Muslims. It's time to put a stop to it. Stop supporting Islam. As one of our supporters said, that's effed. Yes, it is. And it's time to put a stop to all of this rubbish. It's time for a little Mighty Mo, don't you? So let's have a listen to Mighty Mo and see what he's up to these days. Where is he? He's just gone away. Oh, there he is. Mighty Mo, come on right up now.
Mighty Mo!
Well, here we are again, listeners. And after peeking through the tent door, I see that Foster is still alive too. With him are Wacky Zacky Mulla and Yucky Kebabby, two of Mighty Mo's henchmen. This looks bad. As soon as Mighty Mo calls in his henchmen, you can almost bet that it's all over bar the decapitation. Let's listen in and see what they're talking about today.
"Well, stone the bloody crows, mate. There's no need to get violent here, you blokes. Let go of me.
Oh, that's better.
Infidel, I will not tolerate any more of your abuse. I am Islam, and Islam is me. I am the perfect man. Not even porcine DNA in my chocolate can change that. I will merely fly up to heaven on my flying white horse, Al-Burak, and ask Allah to purge my blood of the pollution."
"Ah, well, keep your turban on, mate. I was just pointing out the contradictions for you."
No.
This is ridiculous.
Who is that knocking on my tent?
G'day there, mate. It's me, Anna. Anna Rexic, Foster's wife. I've come to fetch him home.
You have a wife, Foskin?
Yeah, mate. Of course I do. Anna's been me best mate for years. You gonna let her in or not?
Oh, yes, of course. Come in, my dear.
What is that?
Ah, fair bite of the raw prawn, mate. I know she looks a bit weather-beaten, but she's a real good sheila.
And I'd better warn you now, Mo, me old mate. You touch one hair on my head, and she'll go burkas.
Burkas? She's going to put on a burka?
No, you stupid idiot. She'll go off ahead at you. Oh, maybe I shouldn't say that around here, given your propensity for chopping heads off. Anyway, she'll go bananas, do a block, blow a stack, lose a marble, start and finish a blue with you.
Are you speaking in tongues, infidel?
No, mate. I'm speaking Strine, the language we speak in Australia. All them things I said mean the same thing. She'll get angry. And if that happens, you, Wacky and Yucky here, had better not be around when she does. Hey, I've seen her demolish a whole football team and kick them all out beyond the black stump.
Oh, infidel, you are giving me a headache.
Geez, sorry, Mo, but if you think you've got a headache, you'd better be nice to us from now on, or Anna will just tear your head off. No niceties like a sword, mate. She'll just rip it off like this.
What did you just do? Wacky Zacky Muller, he's lost his head. You tore it clean off his shoulders.
Oh, crikey, mate. Sorry about that. If you think that was awful, don't upset Anorexic. She'll rip your arm off and stuff it up your rectum without a second thought. I know I get a bit excited at times and do stuff without thinking, but that's why you and me get along so well, isn't it, mate? We're so much alike.
Yes!
You are right, Foreskin. I do like to gratify my desires without thought for the consequences. But that's all right, because everyone is too afraid to say anything about it. I always get away with it. Not even the people of Mecca would stand against me, because they knew I was talking directly to Allah.
Oh, Jesus, sounds like a load of codswallop to me, Mo. What have you been smoking? Maybe you need to stop packing camel dung into your bong. It's affecting your brain.
Silence, infidel! I am the last prophet of God, Allah. I am the perfect man. I told you before. How dare you criticize me?
Oh, wow, listeners. It looks like Mighty Mo is losing it. Or maybe he's just finding it. Whatever it is, he's clearly out of his cotton-picking little brain. Isn't it funny how he went from a mild-mannered prophet in Medina to a raging sex fiend, crazy, murderous warlord and pedophile in Mecca? How far will he take it? Find out next week, and tune in for more adventures of...
Mighty Mo!
Well, things are happening over there in Mecca and Medina and all over the place, but actually some funny things are happening here too. This is Mike Holt, your host on the Radio Restore Australia show, and I've got some funny news coming out of the Sunshine Coast where I live. A young woman called Natalie Amyot went onto her YouTube account and announced her plight to find the father of her unborn child. She said that she came on a holiday to the Sunshine Coast and had a one-night stand with him and got pregnant. And everybody got, you know, quite excited about this. Well, turns out, folks, it's a hoax. Some idiot came up with the idea. Actually, he stole it from another group in Europe, and a French group, and decided to try and promote Mooloolaba and the Sunshine Coast as a tourist destination. I can't understand why he would think that having a an unmarried mother claim that she had been impregnated on a one-night stand in Mooloolaba would promote any tourism to our beautiful Sunshine Coast. We have plenty here already to attract We've got beautiful beaches, wonderful white sand, clear blue waters. We have the Hinterland Mountains, beautiful place up there with great food, great views, wineries. We've got all sorts of things here. Well, we've even got Aussie World and the Etamoga Pub. If you haven't seen the Etamoga Pub, that's a real laugh on its own. So even if you've never been here before, do think about it for your next holiday. It's a beautiful place. And the people up here are wonderful, friendly. And you might even run into me in the street. You recognize me by my white cowboy hat with emu and peacock feathers on the side. We're going to ask people to boycott more halal foods. Biltong Stockies, Stockies, made by Protea Foods, are now halal certified. We're asking people to boycott them, but also go out there and buy them, take them home, make sure you get the sales docket, just open the package slightly and then take it back to them for a refund. Somebody said the other day, there's no need to do that because if we take it back for a refund, they can't put it back on the shelf to resell. Well, I don't believe that. I know some shops will do that because they are just too cheap to abide by the law. But the fact is, if you take home a product, it belongs to you, you can do whatever you like with it. And then if you're not happy with it, who's going to be happy paying a halal certification fee on it? You can take it back and get a refund of all the money that you paid. So what's the point of this? It denies the company, manufacturer, of the sale. They sold the product, then you've given it back, and they've had to give back the money, and they have to throw out the product because they can't resell it. So you're denying them the sale. And that way, we can hurt them in the bottom line. And the more companies we can hurt in the bottom line, the faster we will get rid of this halal scam. Next Monday night on ABC 2, make sure you're watching Four Corners, 8:30 p.m. I've been interviewed on the show, but more than that, I've helped educate the makers of this segment, and they have learnt an awful lot about halal certification. I'm hoping that this information and the education that they have received will result in a show that tells the truth about the halal scam. Now, you know, they were very concerned about the claim that halal certification supports terrorism. We all know it does, but they wanted definitive proof. Well, that's very difficult to provide. But the fact is, if we are being forced to pay a religious fee on our food and products by any religion, I don't care if it's Catholicism or Calathumpianism or Islam, no religion has the right to impose a fee on us for certifying our food suitable for them to eat. That's what it all boils down to. So please go out and buy Biltong Stockies by Protea Foods. It's in a red and silver package with black along the top. You'll see the halal sign on the back, although I doubt very much if that will stay on there long. They'll try and hide that, as many of the other companies do. Take it home, open it up, take it back and get a refund. Let's hit these people in the pocket. The other company that we're targeting at the moment, other companies I should say, is Cadbury Chocolate and Bega Cheese. Cadbury Chocolate is really starting to hurt. You go into the supermarket and everywhere you look, Cadbury Chocolate is on sale 50% or less off. They can't sell this stuff because everybody knows now that they are paying the halal certification fee and they refuse to stop paying. That's okay. We will refuse to buy their stuff. But actually, we will buy it and then we will return for a refund. That way, we are hurting them. Is it working? Absolutely. First of all, I know that this idea has gone right around the world. People in America, Canada, the UK, Germany, France, Belgium, Holland have all written to tell me that they are now boycotting halal certified products, especially especially Cadbury. They're buying and returning the product for a refund. Jaeger Cheese has just reported a loss in earnings this year. So even there, although we've only been targeting them for a little while, a few months, they are already starting to see a drop in sales. And we will continue our boycott until they stop paying Islam a fee to certify our food halal. It's unnecessary, it's insulting, and let's face it, it is traitorous to Australia. Why would we support a company that is a traitor to our way of life? So I'm sorry. If you're losing your job because your company is paying the halal certification fee, I'm sorry about that. I feel really, really sorry for you. But at the end of the day, why are we being forced to pay that? And if you are working for a company like that and you lose your job, consider yourself lucky. Go find a job with a patriotic company, a company that looks after Australian way of life. All right, I think it's time for us to wind up the show today. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. I want to thank everybody for your support. We're starting to see a lot more orders coming in for our merchandise. You can go on to islamforinfidels.com website. That's Islam with a number 4 in the middle. islamforinfidels.com. And under store, in brackets all, you'll see all the merchandise there. We sell this merchandise to raise funds so that we can continue the work that we are doing. We are sending out flyers all over Australia. Patriotic Australians who have registered as street reps, you can register as one on the Islam for Infidels website. Just go under home, there's a drop-down menu, and you'll see street rep registration. Become a street rep. Help us to get the word out there to educate your fellow Australians about the halal scam. And later on, we will be producing flyers about other aspects of Islam to help people understand about the danger Islam presents to Australia. So thank you all for listening, and we will be back here next Thursday. In the meantime, I'm hoping that I can get Kim Gruger on the show. I may have to schedule a special show to fit in with her very busy schedule, but I would really love to have Kim on the show. She's a wonderful woman. She's got a lot to say, and boy, oh boy, her message is so strong and powerful, and everybody needs to hear it. So if you're listening, Kim, I hope that you can make the time. Just let me know whenever you want to come on the show, and I will set up a special show for you. Goodbye, everybody, and I will see you next Thursday, same time, same place. And don't forget, vote for Mike in the next election as an independent senator. Bye for now. This is the Restore Australia radio show with your host, Mike Holt, signing off. Until next time, here's a message to Islam. You can try to deny us our freedoms and our rights. You can try to impose your idiotic ideology on us, but you never will, because we believe in freedom, and we will fight you to your death.